Welcome to Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman, where we celebrate the joy in just being you. I'm Natasha, your certified sex and intimacy coach and clinical sexologist. Just call me your guide to unlocking pleasure. With years of experience in helping individuals embrace pleasure beyond sex, I'm here to empower you to rediscover the beauty of pleasure in every aspect of life. So settle in, relax, and get ready to savor the wisdom and insights we're about to drop. This is your space to be present, learn, and enjoy the show. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. I am back. I know we had to do something a little different last month. Like I said, life was lifing. I had a lot of things in the pipeline, but we are back. And not only are we back, but this month I'm introducing you to a new segment for International Women's Month called She's the One. So we're going to get to that. Now, if you are an OG, thank you for continuing to rock with me and listen to me rant and rave about all things pleasure, self-care, intimacy. If you are new here, I definitely thank you for being here and thank whoever sent you here, even if it was me. And make sure that you share this with a friend, because I feel like we are in a shift and Black women definitely need to step into their pleasure more. Okay, so for this particular episode, I have a question for you. So first, what I want you to do is I want you to pause for a moment and ask yourself, in a world that consistently and constantly glorifies busyness and productivity, when was the last time you intentionally prioritized rest and self-care? Just sit on that for a minute. When was the last time you intentionally prioritized rest and self-care? That's where we're going for today's episode. We're going to jump into the power of intentional rest. We're going to explore how to nurture ourselves in this busy world because, baby girl, it's not a luxury. It is part of our well-being. It is necessary. Okay, so before we get there, I want to invite you to Cocoa and Champagne, my circle that is focused on desire, not status. So it's a judgment-free sisterhood, basically focused on what it is that you want, what it is that you crave, the things that you, for some reason, won't share with anyone because you don't believe that it's possible that you can do it, and not focused on what you do and how much money you make, okay? I want you to feel empowered to indulge in your truest passions. And that is why Cocoa and Champagne was created. So you can secure your spot today. The link is in the show notes. And we're actually going to have a special guest this month. So I want you to be there. It's going to be a really, really good conversation, okay? Yes! Now, She's the One. I'm really excited about this episode. So this is going to, not this episode, I'm really excited about, I wanted to bring this segment, She's the One, into this month because there are a lot of women that have helped me in my journey to understanding why I don't need to be productive, understanding why I am valuable and worthy just because I woke up during the day. That pleasure is important, that what I want is important, and that I can live life how I want to live life, okay? So for this episode, our She's the One for this International Women's Month is Trisha Hershey. She is the author of the powerful book, Rest is Resistant. Listen, the link is in the show notes. Please get this book on your Kindle, on Audible, whatever it is. It's a game changer. She is from the NAP Ministry. I promise you I would not steer you wrong with this book, okay? As a Black certified health and mindset coach, Trisha is dedicated to helping overworked Black women prioritize healing, restoration, and radical self-care. Through her writing, coaching practice, and online courses, Trisha guides Black women in pushing back against grind culture and embracing rest as a radical act of resistance. She provides the tools and perspective to honor our minds, bodies, and spirits in a world that profits from telling us we don't matter. Trisha encourages us to define ourselves for ourselves, set boundaries, and make space for the rest we need to live our most vibrant, authentic, and free lives. She reminds us we are worthy of rest, joy, and care right now, not when we reach some mythical finish line that, again, is going to continue to be pulled away from us, right? We honor Trisha this International Women's Month by equipping Black women with the radical self-love we need to thrive on our own terms. So please, please, please check her out. Check out her book. It is a game changer, okay? Okay, so we are talking about intentional rest, and you were thinking about when is the last time you did it. So let's talk about what intentional rest actually is. It refers to deliberate and purposeful practice of taking time to rejuvenate and recharge yourself. Deliberate and purposeful. Not because you exhausted, not because your body shut down because you were tired or sick and burnt out. This is something that you practice. This is something that you are proactive about. Okay? It involves you consciously setting aside periods of time to engage in activities that will bring you relaxation, mental clarity, and overall focusing on your well-being. Okay, unlike these passive forms of rest where you do it, like we know you're going to go to sleep at night, we know that you're going to sit down, those things that we know you're going to do on a day-to-day, intentional rest, like I said, is proactive, and it involves in you engaging in activities that nourish not just your mind, but your body and also your soul. Now, there are some benefits, lots of benefits. I like to focus on threes, so I'm going to focus on three benefits for adding intentional rest into your life for mental health, productivity, and creativity. So your mental health. Intentional rest is going to help you alleviate stress. It's going to help you alleviate anxiety and burnout by giving your mind a break from constant stimulation and demands. Our brains are always going. I am good for my brain waking up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, like, hey, remember that book we read, or remember that episode of this, or remember that person that we talked to? We should probably do this with them. Let's hurry up and go put that on the to-do list. My brain is always going. So if I'm not taking intentional time to rest my brain, if you are not taking intentional time to rest your brain, you're constantly going to be tired. You're going to be anxious because you're always going to be like on go, ready to go and do something, okay? It promotes relaxation, it reduces cortisol levels, which is your stress hormone, and it's going to enhance your overall emotional well-being and allow you to be able to engage from a place of space, thinking, not reacting, okay? 2, productivity. So contrary to the belief that constant busyness makes us more productive, it does not. Intentional rest actually improves our cognitive function and focus. So start taking breaks because it allows your brain to recharge. It's going to help you with your concentration. It's going to help you with problem-solving skills and your decision-making abilities. I actually started using a Pomodoro timer, so 4-hour blocks. It even goes down to 2-hour blocks. And I'll put that on YouTube, either on my phone, my computer, or my TV. And it's usually about 45 minute to 50 minute blocks. And then you get a 5-minute break, a 10 minute break, or a 15 minute break. So it allows me to get up from my desk and stretch. I might go to the bathroom. I might go get some water, do some laundry real quick. It allows me to move because if not, my ass will sit here on this computer at my desk for hours and hours and hours. I've done it. I know that you do it. I know that you do it. And that is just not good for our bodies at all. And it's definitely not good for our minds. At some point, you're pushing and pushing and pushing and you're not getting any results. So you might as well take a break, okay? And 3, creativity. Intentional rest is going to foster creativity by providing space for your mind to wander and make connections between things that don't seem like they relate. It allows for really, really thought-provoking and problem-solving when you think that you don't have time for it, right? It's going to make you feel innovative, and it's going to lead you to fresh perspectives and original ideas. There are times where you've probably been sitting trying to connect some dots to something, problem-solve some issue, and when you get up and maybe go take a shower or go for a walk, or when you're cooking, you're like, by golly, that's what the answer is. And it's probably really simple. But I promise you, sitting there trying to force the answer, not going to help. Not going to help at all. I can tell you from being an actual person that has tried to do it, okay? So those are some ways that you can benefit from intentional rest. So now what we want to do is create a practical strategy for incorporating this into your day-to-day routine. What I want you to do is get to a place where you're not just creating rest on the weekends or when you go on vacation, because sometimes that is far in between, okay? Sometimes our weekends, especially for those of us that live around family or have kids, our weekends are just as stacked with other people's things as the week. So what you want to do is start, how can I incorporate this in my day-to-day routine? Mindfulness practices. Engage in mindfulness meditation. Now, meditation doesn't have to just look like sitting on the floor with your legs crossed. It can be walking meditation. It can be dancing meditation. It can be any type of meditation that you want to make it. Again, this is for you, so tailor it for you. Deep breathing exercises. You will not believe how much we take shallow breaths throughout the day, or we're holding our breath. So from time to time, it doesn't hurt to breathe, like deep, what they say through yoga, deep belly breathing, where your belly expands like a balloon and you're like, you see how long that exhale was? You want to do more of that. And with these smartphones, there are different apps where you can actually, it'll breathe. It'll do like a little balloon or something like that to help you breathe. I need you to do that, okay? Or progressive muscle relaxation to promote relaxation and reduce stress. Okay, so definitely just kind of yoga nidra is a really good one. And you can find some of those on YouTube as well, where it just sometimes it'll have you tighten your body and release like the ultimate relaxation of your muscles. And these practices are going to help you cultivate present moment awareness. And they can be done in like as little as 5 minutes a day. Don't sit here and tell me that you don't have 5 minutes. I will not believe it. You have 5 minutes, okay? Setting boundaries. I know if you've listened to this podcast long enough, you know I'm always talking about boundaries, and I'm going to continue to talk about boundaries because it is not talked about enough. There are so many clients that come to me and say, I have no clue what boundaries are. It's never been taught to me. I don't even have a relationship with them. What do I do? So I'm going to keep talking about it, okay? Establish clear boundaries around work, technology use, and social commitments to protect your time for rest and relaxation. You have to learn to say no to activities that are going to drain your energy and prioritize those that are going to replenish it. Boundaries are not just for other people. Boundaries are for you. A lot of times people are doing what they want to you because you allow them. The minute you put the line in the sand, you have to abide by your own line in the sand, honey. You can't keep tiptoeing over it and then get mad when people tiptoe over it. Mind your own boundaries. Say no. Okay, say no. Work. Learn when to shut it down. This is still a work in progress for me, but I'm working to be done with work no later than 6 o'clock. No later than 6 o'clock is done, because by then it's dinner time and we have to do our nighttime routine. Unless I truly, truly want to, there's no reason for me to be working that late. Like, no point. I can find something else to do, because at that point, I'm just working to be working, right? Technology use. Doom scrollers. Let's stop. I say let's because sometimes I can get in the habit of doom scrolling. It's a mindless distraction. And before you know it, 2 or 3 hours are gone. And the main thing we're always talking about is I don't have time to do that. If you have 2 or 3 hours to scroll, you have 5 minutes to stretch. You have 5 minutes to breathe, okay? There's apps. I have a bedtime mode. From 10 to 7, my phone is on bedtime mode. I get a grayscale on my phone, which looking on the phone when it's black and gray is not fun, so it deters me from scrolling. I can't hear because Do Not Disturb comes on, so it's like, and then if I try to stay on my phone when it's on bedtime mode, a little thing will pop up and say, your bedtime was at 10. Basically, bitch, get off the phone. Okay. I was like, oh, excuse me. Let me go ahead and get off of this phone. And last but not least, a practical strategy is just enjoying joyful activities. Engaging in activities that are for hobbies, that are interests, that are activities that just, they bring you joy, they make you happy, not because you want to monetize them. Okay, you can read a book, you can go for a walk, you can hang out with friends, you can do puzzles. I'm practicing macrame. I went to a sip and crochet class. have no idea. It was my first time ever learning how to crochet. And I did not finish the hat, but I do plan on going back because it was fun. It was fun and I enjoyed the people that were there. So you want to prioritize activities that are going to nourish your soul, that are going to recharge, that are going to fill your cup up so that you can continue to go out here and do these things that you're doing for everybody else. Now, I do want to talk about some things that are going to come up for you when you start focusing on rest. It is issues that I came up with, blocks and blocks that my clients have come up with and friends when we talk about these particular things. So three of the most common blocks that are going to come up for you are one, guilt. And I know you're probably shaking your head like, girl, yes, like how do I not feel guilty? You're going to feel guilty for taking rest because a lot of messages have told you that this makes you selfish, right? You have been taught to believe that you should always be productive and that anytime you are not doing something, you're being selfish. You're being lazy. I saw a video on TikTok the other day, or maybe it was Instagram, one or the other, but the girl was talking about how, and I could resonate with this, and I know a lot of us in the Black household could resonate with this. On Saturdays, when she was young, she would want to sleep in and not do anything, but her mom would come in at like 7, 8 o'clock and be like, nope, get up and clean. And if they were doing nothing, just sitting around and watching TV, it was like, there's something to be done. There's no reason for you to just be laying around my house, clean something, do something. There's something to be, find something to do. Yes. It wasn't that heavy in my household, but yes, Saturday was for cleaning. If you wanted to do anything enjoyable, you would get up and you would clean. You would do your chores. And we know that Saturday's chores were a little bit more extensive than the weekday chores. Even at work, when I used to work at a grocery store, the theme was always, if you got time to lean, you got time to clean. There's no resting here. Constantly being productive. So this guilt can stem from very internalized beliefs, but mainly from external pressures to constantly be busy. And I just want you to know that me and the crew that I spend time around won't want to be busy no more. That's not a lifestyle that we're attaining to have anymore. We want more space. We want to be able to move slower. We don't want to feel pressure. So that is a barrier that you could come across. Societal expectations. Society very often glorifies busyness and going fast. It views rest, like I said, as a sign of laziness or weakness, especially for Black women. Baby, don't you try to say you tired. Tired of what? Tired of what? What you tired for? You ain't did nothing, even though you've done everything. Everything. These societal pressures can lead you to prioritize work and other obligations over your own well-being. How many times have you gone to work and you were sick? Huh. I remember when my grandmother passed, I found out in the evening when we were going to bed. Do y'all know that next day I tried to go to work? I literally went to work, but I was so distraught. Like I had a meltdown at work and I had to go home. And then not only did I go to work, but after I had my meltdown, I called up there to apologize for my meltdown. Like this is just replaying in my head about how crazy that sounds. Me apologizing for grieving the loss of my grandmother. Crazy. But I know a lot of you can relate. I know a lot of you can relate. That pressure is heavy. That pressure is heavy. And then last but not least, time constraints. With busy schedules and competing demands, finding time for rest can be challenging between your schedule, your kids' schedule, girls' night out, volunteering, going to church, your partner, taking care of. We're at an age now where some of us are taking care of our parents. Like, it can seem like you have no time. You just simply feel like it's just not enough time to dedicate to self-care activities. But there is. Now, I've given you the obstacles and barriers that you could come across. Let's talk about ways to overcome these barriers. Now, when it comes to guilt and societal expectations, recognize that rest is not a luxury, okay? It's not something that, like, you get if you do something. If you do X, then Y. No, that's not where we're at. That's not, we're going to change that mindset. It's a necessity for your well-being. I want you to begin challenging those societal norms that have you glorifying busyness and productivity at the expense of yourself, your body. Remind yourself that taking time to rest is essential for recharging your energy and maintaining optimal health. Reframe your perspective. Instead of viewing rest as unproductive or selfish, which are usually the words that come to us, and lazy, reframe it as essential for your overall health and well-being. Recognize that you deserve to prioritize self-care and that resting is a necessary part of maintaining balance in your life. Because you're busy worried about everyone else, you're not worried about yourself, so there's no balance. And you can't do it all. Practice self-compassion. Be gentle. Be nice to yourself. And acknowledge that it's okay to prioritize your own needs and well-being over other people, even them kids, even your family. They'll be okay. I promise, I've done it. They'll be okay. Let go of perfectionism and these unrealistic expectations, and instead focus on what's going to work for you. What works for everybody don't work for you. What works for me may not work for you. And through this journey, treat yourself with kindness and compassion, especially when you're consistently being faced with internal and external pressures to constantly push beyond your limits. Be nice. Treat yourself like you would a baby. Treat yourself like you would your best friend. And again, set those boundaries and prioritize self-care. Learn to be assertive in your communication about what you need, when you need to rest, and when you need to provide self-care for yourself. You need to let people know. A closed mouth don't get fed. No one knows that you're struggling unless you say you're struggling. No one knows that you need a timeout if you don't say you need a timeout. Okay, and this, even if it means saying no to additional responsibilities or social obligations, can't do it, get someone else to. Set these clear boundaries around your time and your energy and honor your own needs without feeling guilty or selfish. Remember, prioritizing your self-care allows you to be better equipped to show up for the areas in your life that are important, for the people that do make you happy and you want to make them happy too. Everyone benefits when you take care of yourself and you rest. Okay, so I want to give you some action steps. I know we talked about strategies, but I want to give you like some really easy action steps that you can incorporate into your routine like today if you wanted to. Schedule regular breaks. So on your calendar, set aside specific times throughout the day for short breaks, especially during periods of high mental or physical exertion. And use these breaks to engage in activities such as stretching, deep breathing, getting away from your work area to clear your mind, peeing, drinking water, even if it's just a few minutes. It's going to help you prevent burnout and improve overall productivity, okay? Create a relaxing bedtime routine. By creating a bedtime routine, it signals to your body, we're gonna wind it down. It's time to go to sleep. So this could include dimming the lights, some gentle yoga or meditation, reading a book, taking a bath, drinking some tea, taking like a sleeping pill. I gotta take sleeping pills, okay? Not gonna knock it. And by consistently engaging in these activities every day before bed, it gives you better sleep quality and you wake up feeling refreshed, like well-rested, not tossing and turning. And then implement some technology-free zones. So designate certain areas or times in your house where technology is not allowed. So maybe during meals or during bedtime, like for us, when we're at the dinner table, no computers, no phones. And then again, my phone goes into the grayscale bedtime mode from 10 to 7, Monday through Thursday. So by limiting your screen time and digital distractions, it can really help create space for intentional rest. And it's going to promote greater mindfulness. So use these times to just connect to yourself, have like actual conversation with people, looking them in their eyes, or just enjoy the quiet. Let your mind tell you what it wants to do, what it wants to think about. Just reflect, okay? So I know this was a lot about intentional rest, and I know some of it probably is stuff that you have heard before and you want to implement, and it's just like, but how do I do that? So now you have action steps, okay? Intentional rest is not a luxury. it's not a luxury. I don't know how many times, like, to say that to you, it's a necessity for your well-being in this busy world, because this world is not getting ready to get any less busy. So by understanding the importance of rest, by implementing these strategies and overcoming these obstacles that we talked about, you can prioritize self-care and you can start cultivating a more balanced and fulfilling life. I encourage you to reflect on those barriers, those blocks that could be preventing you from prioritizing rest, and start taking the actionable steps towards incorporating intentional rest in your day-to-day. These are things that you can start today in your routine. Remember, prioritizing your own well-being is going to allow you to show up fully in the areas of your life that make you happy, those that make you happy, and you're going to be able to contribute more positively in the world and in your community. So I want us, and I say us because I'm doing this with you every day, to commit to nurturing ourselves through intentional rest and self-care starting today, okay? I hope you enjoyed this episode. I love talking about rest because I know so many of us don't know how to do it. Like, we know how to take naps and go to sleep, but there's so much more to rest than just sleeping, okay? So thank you all for listening. Take these ideas and make them a reality. Prioritize the pleasure that you deserve. Listening to these episodes are great, but they do so much more for you if you actually implement the things that I'm telling you, okay? Please rate, review, and share so that more Black women can discover this wonderful community over here. I appreciate you being on this journey with me to greater satisfaction as Black women. Until next time, bye.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. And I hope today's conversation has inspired you to embrace pleasure in all aspects of your life. Remember, your voice matters in this journey. Share your thoughts and experiences by leaving a review and stay connected with our community by joining our email list. The link is in the show notes. Together, we're redefining what it means to savor life and celebrate the joy in just being you. Until next time, keep prioritizing your pleasure because you are deserving. Take care and stay tuned for more empowering discussions. Bye.